So Tom Carnduff's with me in studio. Mr. Carnduff, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
Yesterday, we were talking about Man City on Transfer Tittle Tattle, and the subject of full-backs came up yesterday.
Yes, yes, I do remember.
Yeah, this is because Man City have signed yet another. Benjamin Mondi coming in from Monaco, 50-odd million quid. Now, how do we think they're all going to line up? Do we have an idea how all these fullbacks are going to line up?
Not quite sure. We were trying to work this out yesterday, weren't we?
Yeah, because there's Kyle Walker in there. I have forgotten one as well. Oh, Danilo from Real Madrid.
Yes, yes. Yeah. I'm not quite sure. It's going to be a very wide formation, you're imagining. They're going to be looking to utilise the fullbacks everywhere. Mm. So that should be interesting.
See, now this is what we as neutrals think, but what about those who actually support Manchester City? Well, let's find out, because we're joined by David Mooney from the Blue Moon podcast. David, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. How are you doing?
Yeah, good. Are you trying to work out in like Football Manager and things and other apps where everybody is going to play?
Come on, guys. It's really, really simple. Because Guardiola next season, I mean, he's barely going to play a defence as it is. So a couple of fullbacks and that'll do the job. I mean, what else do you need to know, really?
Are you going to play any centre-backs at all, or is it just the fullbacks? And even they'll be raiding forward, I guess.
Well, yeah, I mean, my issue with the centre-backs is that John Stones is half decent when he's next to Vincent Kompany. Kompany's injured for most of the time, and Otamendi's useless. So what other option have they got to not other than not play centre-backs, really? I mean, it's... Be an interesting one. No, I think actually, in all seriousness, they'll line up quite a lot like last season, except they're going to have these two rampaging fullbacks on either side that Zabaleta and Sanya on the right and Kolarov and Clichy just couldn't do last season. So I think it'd be really exciting and interesting. And I mean, they've needed to invest in the fullbacks for some time. Pop quiz question: do you know the last fullback before this summer that City spent money on?
Bakary Sagna?
It was Maicon. Maicon in 2012.
I'd forgotten about him completely.
Wow.
It just goes to show, I mean, City have spent a lot of money in the last few years, and it just goes to show that they haven't always spent it that wisely. And that's part of the reason why the headline figure is so high this summer, because they just had to do something about it. They've released, they've sold one and released the other three fullbacks. So they set the stall out early, going, yeah, we're going to deal with this year.
Yeah. Is it quite exciting from a Man City point? I mean, I know you had the likes of Zabaleta, who were obviously fan favourites, but to bring in some genuine world-class players in positions that it's quite hard to get world-class players in, City seems to now have a few. So it's got to be quite exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, one thing I noticed from using Twitter that Tottenham Hotspur Twitter seemed to change its opinion of Kyle Walker very much over the last few weeks. At the end of last season, he was a candidate for Team of the Year and had just had his head turned a bit, and Kieran Trippier was a hot young prospect. Suddenly, he's been the better fullback for the last few years. So I don't see that. I actually think Walker's a real, real sound investment for the club. Not the youngest, obviously, but they've needed fullbacks under 30 for quite some time, and now they've got it. And they've got, I mean, it's only been one friendly game that he's played, but just watching him with pace up and down the right flank against United, although they lost, it was still it was a sight to see, because City haven't had that for a few years, and Guardiola last season was clearly quite frustrated with what the fullbacks were doing. The number of times that he just tried something different. He tried Fernandinho out there. He tried Fernando there. He just wanted a bit more mobility and just couldn't get it. So I think it should be a marked improvement on how City play next season. The attack last season wasn't really that bad. It was up there with some of the best that they've had in recent years. The defence continued to let them down. So hopefully this is the answer.
Now, David, just think of wider football for a second. When your boys are spending $52 million on one fullback, $45 million on another fullback, Silver was $43 million. I mean, the prices this summer have been high anyway, but your boys are certainly doing your bit to make sure the prices remain high.
I think I want to say problem in inverted commas, because I'm not entirely sure it is a problem, because football clubs have got more money, so they spend more money, and that's kind of how the market works. So, I mean, City have given quite a lot of money to Monaco this summer. So what they do with it now, you kind of see what happens with that. And I really struggle to care that much about transfer fees these days, because I was having this argument with somebody that I work with on Twitter the other day. I don't I can't relate to it because I can't relate to that amount of money. But then I couldn't relate to £1 million. I couldn't relate to £50,000. So what's changed really in the last few years that suddenly made it, it's gone too far. It's what the market kind of sustains. And you know, if clubs are happy to pay it, you know, if that leads them into trouble, then more fool them. If that's you know what I mean.
I was going to say, are we allowed to mention, of course, you touched on Kyle Walker playing a game. Most recently, the Manchester Derby in the United States in the Champions Cup. Are we allowed to mention that? Are you too fussed about these type of pre-season tournaments?
Well, if I told you that I didn't watch it, would that tell you what I thought of it?
Fair enough, then.
I decided that because it was a 3 a.m. kickoff in our time, I decided that sleep was the better option that evening, and it turned out it was a good good decision on my part. I don't really care too much about preseason. I think as long as my issue with this sort of thing is it kind of leads me to think that we're hurtling back into that argument of the 39th game being played abroad sort of thing, because the idea of playing a Manchester derby in Houston, Texas, just kind of it smacks a lot of commercialism, and look what we can sell to the American fans. And you know, on the one hand, it brings a lot of money into the club. On the other hand, you can see certainly from City, one of my biggest gripes from City over the last few years has been how the local fans have really not been top of the agenda in the last few years, and it feels like there's a little bit of a disconnect there. And you know, if you're heading towards playing friendlies over in the States or over in China that are designed to bring in more foreign fans, there's only one way that's really going to go, because they're the ones that pay more money at the end of the day. So if you're selling these sorts of games to the broadcasters and you know to the people that will inject even more money into the game, then the transfer fees go up like we were talking about before. The market continues to grow like that, and you know, maybe it impacts on the local fans in a way that we're not too keen on.
David, one last question, really quick one this, for next season. Success would be finishing in which position or higher?
I think City always go into the season these days as one of the favourites for the title. It's always a disappointing season when they don't win the title. And I think you ask the hierarchy at the club what they want, they'll probably tell you European success. What City fans want is to win the league. So I would say if City don't win the league next season, I'll end up. I'll be very happy. Well, would be very happy, but I'd be back on here saying that I'm not happy with how it's gone.
Yeah, I think you've got to set the bar high as a Man City fan, and you have with that positioning. It's been great to get you on. We look forward to getting you on again through the season. David Mooney, Blue Moon Podcast. Thank you for joining us on Radio Yorkshire.
Thank you.